So what I would like to do this afternoon, so the theme is generosity. And for me, generosity is actually giving time and space. And I very much connect generosity with one of the four great quality, which is mudita, M-U-D-I-T-A. And mudita is has two aspects: appreciative joy and altruistic joy. So I will just talk for 5 minutes about the meditation itself, and then I will guide a mudita meditation. And so when we do mudita meditation, the idea is really in a way to appreciate ourselves and also to appreciate others. So you have these two connections. I think the same. We want to be generous to ourselves, and we want to be generous to other, giving ourselves other time and space to practice, to develop. And so the way I would suggest to practice mudita, joy, is you can use three sentences. Or you can connect to your experience, or you can connect to the quality. So, as we go through the guided meditation, I will give you phrases, I will give you things to do in the meditation, where you want to orient yourself. And in a way, I want to say the sentences so you can understand them a little bit. So the three sentences I will suggest we can use is appreciating my this your efforts. And I think this is very important because often we equate effort with effect. And if there is no immediate effect, we think we did not put in the effort. And personally, I think we know that we generally try the best we can considering the situation. And we might have the effect or not, but we will have made the effort. And so, as you are on retreat, recognizing your effort in the practice, in cultivating the silence, in cultivating a safe space for everyone. So, really kind of recognizing what we are doing ourselves, but also recognizing other people's effort, that they try the best they can. So, some people might sit so easily in the meditation hall, some people might have to move. And so, in a way, some people might breathe lightly, some people might breathe heavily. And we all have that experience on the retreat. So, can we, in a way, be generous to ourselves, to whatever is happening to ourselves right now, and that we're trying the best we can, and the person next to us is also doing the same? And so, you can say appreciating my efforts because it's yours, or appreciating this effort if you want to make it a little impersonal, and then your efforts to the diverse people around us. Then the next phrase I would suggest is rejoicing in my understanding or in this peace, in this peaceful moment, rejoicing in this restful moment, rejoicing in this happy moment, and also rejoicing in your understanding, in your happiness, in your peace. So, this phrase is to recognize we cannot be peaceful all the time. That's not possible. But we can have moments of peace. We can have moments of understanding. We can have moments and happiness. And the same for everyone else. They cannot be happy all the time. They cannot understand all the time. but they can have moment of understanding, happiness, and peace. And in a way, rejoicing in their happiness. Often this is very strange. If somebody comes with something which is happy for them, and then we kind of say, but what about this? What about that? And then we kind of diminish their happiness. This is such a strange thing to do. And here is really generosity, rejoicing in the happiness of others, in the good thing which happened to others. So they're happy and you are also happy with them. So really kind of reminding ourselves of that, so important. And then the last phrase is being grateful for my existence, this existence, your existence. Or it can be being grateful for my potential, this potential, your potential. So this is what I like to suggest as a theme of the next 40 minutes of meditation that we're going to have together. So what I would like to suggest now for the people in the hall and for the people at home, please find, unless you have already found one, find a comfortable posture. So you kind of really, so in the hall, it's sitting on the floor, sitting in a chair. At home, it can be sitting in a chair, sitting on the floor, or you can, of course, also lie down or stand, whatever suits you in terms of doing meditation. So really kind of, again, being generous to our body and to our situation right now. So we find a comfortable posture. We want the back relatively upright, the shoulders relatively relaxed. And we're really trying to cultivate a very stable, grounded sitting posture. And at the same time, this feeling of expansion, of openness. So we are stable and open at the same time. So just being present to that posture right now. The groundedness, the openness. And in a way, we could already appreciate that our body can do this posture, can nourish us through this posture. Now bringing a friendly attention, a generous attention towards ourselves. And we could use the phrases in English if it suits us, in our own language, if it suits us better, of course. Appreciating my efforts right now. Rejoicing in this peace. Being grateful for my existence. And then just gently repeating the sentences silently, inwardly. appreciating my efforts, rejoicing in this understanding, being grateful for this existence. Sometimes using phrases, using words, might not be useful for certain people. And then you can connect to the experience through mindfulness. What is it I can appreciate right now? What is it I can rejoice in right now? What is it I can be grateful for right now? Now you could also check if the phrases are not so helpful, if looking in the experience also might not be working for you in some way. You could check with the quality itself. How does it feel when I appreciate something? How does it feel when I rejoice? How does it feel gratitude? Now we expand our generous attention to everyone around us, that it be at home, that it be in the hall at Gaia House. And if we can bring the person to mind, and then bring up the phrases, appreciating your effort, rejoicing in your understanding, being grateful for your existence. Appreciating your efforts, rejoicing in your understanding, being grateful for your existence. Now, orienting our attention to everything that is alive around us at home or outside at Gaia House, the trees, the birds, the animals, the people, and also appreciating them. Appreciating your effort, rejoicing in your growth, being grateful for your potential. Appreciating your effort, rejoicing in your growth, being grateful for your potential. Now coming back to our breath. Right now. Just being aware of the breath. The air coming in, the air coming out. I appreciate, rejoice, be grateful for this breath, this life, right now. Everybody's life rests upon a single breath. And I appreciate each breath. My own breath, everyone else's breath. Now being aware of the body. And I appreciate this body, my body, right now. Now being aware of our thoughts, appreciating the fact that we can think. And we have a friendly attitude, a generous attitude to our thoughts, which comes and goes. Now turning our attention to our feelings, appreciating that we feel, appreciating that feeling come and go. Now that we are infused with appreciative joy, altruistic joy, can we let it radiate all around us? Thank you for your sincere efforts. And now I would like to say just a few words about walking meditation. So we always try to balance sitting meditation with walking meditation. And so what I would like to suggest is that when you walk, you know, generally you start by just standing. So you stand, again, being aware of the body, but with the awareness of the body, also this appreciation of the body right now. And then you walk back and forth, if that suits you. And then again, walking, being aware of walking, but with that added quality of appreciating walking. So bringing that generous, warm quality to the walking. And then when you walk, you can also, you are seeing. That's one of the advantages with walking, is that you see others. Can you appreciate others also walking, also practicing? Can you appreciate what you see? Appreciate the fact that you can see it, you hear it, appreciate what you hear. So in a way, infusing the walking practice also with this appreciative joy, altruistic joy. So please practice well. And then I will come again tomorrow night.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.